Crossing borders, finding myself traveling to a new country is more than a change of scenery. It is a confrontation with everything familiar in life, a chance to step beyond the limits of habit and comfort. When I boarded a plane for my first solo journey abroad, I expected adventure and maybe a little nervous excitement. What I did not anticipate was how deeply the experience would transform my sense of self, challenge my assumptions, and ultimately reshape the way I see the world. The anticipation. The journey began long before I left home. For weeks I scrolled through travel blogs, practiced simple phrases in the local language, and stared at the glowing map pinned to my bedroom wall. My destination felt both impossibly far and tantalizingly close. Friends and family asked why I had chosen that country in particular, and my answer was always the same: curiosity. I wanted to know what it felt like to wander through streets that had echoed with different histories, to taste food made with spices unfamiliar to my tongue, to listen to voices shaped by another rhythm of life. Still, beneath my excitement ran a steady current of fear. Would I find myself lost? Would locals resent my fumbling attempts at their language? Or would I be lonely in a place where nobody knew my name? These questions lingered until the plane lifted off, and then, suddenly, I had no choice but to embrace uncertainty. First impressions, when I landed, the air itself felt different, thicker with humidity, tinged with scents of street food sizzling in carts near the airport. Signs in a foreign script flashed past the taxi window, and I realized how dependent I had been on the ability to read without effort. Here, every word was a puzzle. The city's rhythm hit me immediately. Crowded sidewalks pulsed with energy. The chatter of voices rose and fell in a cadence I could not yet decode, and colors exploded from market stalls filled with fruits I had never seen. At first, I clung to the safety of my hotel, venturing out only in cautious steps. Yet each time I returned, I carried back a little more confidence, a little more courage.